Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via the Galaxy 25 satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levant is here. And we're visiting with Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society and also Jackie Petru, who had an organization called the Council on Domestic Relations years ago. And we're talking about the ConCon resolution that was introduced in the Ohio State Legislature, a few weeks ago. And they were supposed to have already voted on this thing. And thankfully, a lot of people evidently are on the ball in Ohio and have actually stood up and testified in that legislature against this thing, and at least they got a hold put on it. Now, the thing hasn't been tabled. And another thing that we want to do is get people to call the state legislature in Ohio and to tell them to table those resolutions, because, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't obviously an Ohio issue. This is a national issue, a constitutional issue with our federal constitution. And so every single person within the sound of my voice, at least in the United States of America, has a dog in this fight, or they should. You guys have anything else you'd like to add to this before we go to the phone?
I do, too.
We've got listeners or callers, but there was something I wanted to say. First of all, I think it would be good if you, when you get a chance, if you would call, actually name the states that have a standing call, so the people who are listening will know if their state does or not. And if it doesn't, those are the states we really need to zero in on. And I also wanted to say we have to have a number for people to call us. I mean, they have to have some kind of a contact. And I'd be willing to take
a call.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Here's what we can do. I will give this number out because I use this for all of my business purposes.
Great.
517-879-4630. Once again, 517-8...
Wait, let him get a pen, hon.
All right. We'll repeat it.
Okay.
517-879-4630, and if I forget to repeat it, I know you'll remind me, right?
Yes, and another thing I wanted to let our listeners know, you don't have to have a whole big group of people. You don't have to be part of a group, because as an individual, it's miraculous what one person can do. And you will not be alone, because back in 93, whenever we had a ConCon call in a state or a resolution, we had people from all over the country making those calls. And that was, I think it just actually stupefied the state legislators, because they had never experienced that before.
Okay, hold it right there, Jackie. We have to take another break. We'll have a little more time in the next segment to dissect this a little more and to get to your phone calls. 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, but she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend she wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Broadcast, Govern America, and the websites are back up, governamerica.com, and sweetliberty.org. And also, Jackie had mentioned that she wants people to know what states have a standing call for a constitutional convention. And I'm going to name those off real quickly here. So listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Delaware, Colorado, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, if you missed that list, you can go to sweetliberty.org and click on the Constitutional Convention section, and it's got right in there, states with a standing call for a constitutional convention. Now, I am aware that John in Tennessee said that he would call his legislature and ask about that. His state already has a standing call. So the idea here is if you live in one of those states, ladies and gentlemen, what we need is people, we need these states to still to be rescinded. We need these people living in those states need to be working on the legislatures to rescind their calls, because a rescinded call is still better than nothing. You know, even though we can't count on those rescissions, we still need them. You know, it's better than nothing, folks. Nancy, you had something to say, right?
Yes. I think one of the ways to make our listeners understand how critically important it is to help and to get into this battle is that it's been stated that in order to get this accomplished, in order to get a new constitutional convention up and going, that it would take an economic crash similar to 1929 in order to get the people to go along with this. Now, if you look at what's happening, we understand very well that our current economic system is failing. It's a pre-planned failure, we understand. But nonetheless, we have the environment that has been set up for the calling of a constitutional convention. And so it is terribly important that we get involved and make these phone calls and keep on top of this.
Absolutely. Roger?
Yes.
Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I wanted to point out that, to segue in this economic disaster to prompt calling a constitutional convention is established for one reason, to get the people to think from the top down, that they want this sweeping change, this thing to save them.
Exactly.
And so they naturally think about from top down. And the thing is, we already have the tools in place, and it's a very good reason why we should preserve this Constitution. When we look at the history of how these tools came about, one is of course the Bill of Rights, where the people who wanted to consolidate the federal government into this empire with unlimited powers ran into a lot of troubles in the ratifying conventions and in the ratifying documents of the states that enacted the Constitution, with a provision in there that if they didn't get the Bill of Rights, they were going to succeed, and that they couldn't get it passed without this Bill of Rights. So the Bill of Rights was forced into the Constitution by those patriots, and they were many, by the way. They weren't all plotting and scheming at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. There were patriots there as well. And another thing that was preserved, interesting, you know, there was this great impasse at the CONCON there. They couldn't get around a certain proposal the people who believed in the people's power and the state's power insisted that the states have certain guarantees in that Constitution. The final clause in Article 5 is that proposal, which no state shall be denied its equal suffrage in the Senate without its consent, which means the state legislators had power over the U.S. senators. And what they did, that was a great impasse in that convention, and they tabled it. And then they hammered out the rest of it, and then it was brought up again. It was the very last thing that was included in the Constitution, because the people that would consolidate all power could not get it passed without it. So that and the Bill of Rights are the two things that were preserved from even earlier times, most fundamental. The Article 5, in the final clause in Article 5, is a sort of an offspring of Article 5 and the Articles of Confederation, which allowed the state legislators to recall their U.S. senators. So that is alive and well. And then the people's power of assembly and the power over their state legislators is alive and well as well. And so when we talk about redefining we the people, and it was suggested the People's Convention, well, that's true. What we need to do is have people's conventions, but we don't need people's conventions in an organized nationwide thing. This is still a con. But the provisions are in some 20-some state constitutions, and by implication, then, since all states are entered into the union on equal standing, that it is in all states where the people have the power to instruct their state legislators, and that means that they can give commands, no longer petitions as under the king, but commands those state legislators have to obey, and that if they do not obey, they can be instructed to withdraw from office, which means recall. And that same power is given to the state legislators, was exercised nearly 100 years in this country over their U.S. senators. And the U.S. Senate used to be, it was even called a somewhat hollow honor because they had such little power because the state legislators rode them and controlled what they did as their union representatives in the U.S. Senate. Now that power is still there, and why it's so important for the New World Order to get rid of it is seen in the last great constitutional convention effort that was disguised, and that's, of course, as Jackie knows, the Conference of the States, where they proposed three amendments, one of which targeted the 10th Amendment principle of the states having certain powers reserved to them. And the second, there were two amendments targeted at the final clause in Article 5. So we have those two great weapons, and if we want to redefine we the people in the Constitution, then what we need to do is exercise those powers. Once we reestablish popular government, which is what it is, power of the people over their states and states over their senators, we have returned power to the grassroots, and just by using it and exercising it, we have redefined we the people. Mm-hmm. So the means to preserve this Constitution and restore the original what people believe to be what it's meant to be is in this Constitution, and it was forced into it by those who wanted to preserve the powers of the people and the states. It was against those who wanted to consolidate all powers, and that's a very great reason to save it. If the new state's Constitution comes into play, those will be gone. You may notice that in the part you were quoting, they were talking about the rights of petition, so forth, of course, mm-hmm. subject to emergency powers. They don't even mention instruction. This is the great bane of the monarchist. For example, the mentor of James Madison was David Hume, and he described, if the people come to believe they have the power to instruct their representatives, no monarchy in the world would be safe. It would all become a pure republic. Mm-hmm. My God, what a curse.
Yeah.
So So this is a great reason to save this Constitution, because within it was forced things that can salvage the rights and the powers of the people and the states.
Absolutely. Very well stated, Roger. Thanks. We're going to take John in Winnipeg when we come back from the break, folks. 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here. We're visiting also with Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society and Jackie Petru, formerly with the Council on Domestic Relations. Organization is no longer around now, but certainly served its purpose when it was around back in the 90s when they were fighting the CONCON resolutions. And here we go again, folks, all over again. Sweetliberty.org. is the website. Go to Constitutional Convention and read all about it, get the background, and then start making your phone calls to your state representatives and senators, and let's get this baby killed in Ohio. Everyone within the sound of my voice needs to be calling Ohio, calling the state legislature, and tell them to table the constitutional amendments. The CONCON resolutions that are pending there. It's Ohio House Joint Resolution 8. And Ohio Senate Joint Resolution 9. The texts of both of those are linked at governamerica.com. If you go there right now, it's once again, Ohio House Joint Resolution 8 and Ohio Senate Joint Resolution 9. Call the legislature in Ohio, and we're going to be putting out an action alert and with all the contact information of the sponsors of those resolutions to get those babies killed. In the meantime, let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We currently have an open line somebody can jump on to. And John in Winnipeg. John, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, vitally important topic for sure. As Roger was saying, and a previous caller, I believe it was, this idea of we the people should be ferreted out for better understanding. And if you look through history, of course, this struggle didn't start with the American Constitution, but it really goes all the way back to the founding of civilization. You have Hammurabi's first law. Well, all constitutions are fighting to define we the people and what your rights are. And Hammurabi said to bring us out of total anarchy, mob rule. In 3000 B.C., his first law, he said, capital false accusers will be executed. So if you make an allegation against somebody for, you know, let's say murder, and you have no evidence to back up your allegation, we're going to unfortunately have to put you to death. And that brought people together. What are the rights that we all share equally, no matter who we would be? Is there anything we could possibly all agree to? Number one, nobody wants to be murdered. So we can see there's a foundation to all these constitutions that try to define what our rights we would agree to wholly to defend. And so if you have a situation, and then, of course, you have the Magna Carta, and then we have today. I mean, you have the Constitution now. It's based on indivisible rights that you have. So when, you know, somebody says... Dayton Nibb did the terrorist offense and murdered all those people. If he doesn't give you any evidence to form your free conclusion yourself, he's stealing your rights. You're only going in faith. You're going, well, I guess he did. You know, the president said so. But they're not respecting what the Magna Carta says. They're not respecting what Hammurabi said. So a lot of these principles, as I say, have been a struggle forever, trying to define what serves our interest to live as free peoples. But right now you have laws on the books that say, unfortunately, I don't want to offend any of your listeners, but that your president has committed capital offenses against your nation by, you know, not declaring the war, going against all rational thought to start bombing Iraq when you had complete unrestricted access prior to bombing the place. I mean, go wherever you want without delay. That's what you have. But no, instead you kill those people. So you know, no matter what laws, and be they adroit and good and just and right, as you're speaking on this subject to define better yourselves, no matter what laws you put down, if you don't have the will together to enforce just these very super basic principles of all constitutions, you're going to lose out, because Bush commands almost all authority as a religious figure practically. And I'm not saying... Obama's the same character, but he's going to be inheriting all those same privileges of which he's been denied.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll say Obama's the same character.
He could be, because it's a very hard thing to all of a sudden become a true patriot.
I guarantee you he'll be as bad, if not worse, and that's the point. Any of you would like to respond to what John has to say?
Very erudite, very knowledgeable, very good.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a... you know, and I think, you know, the scary thing about it is that people that don't understand become fearful themselves, because they, although they can, because all we got to do is explain it. It's fairly simple. We need evidence to form our conclusion. If you have no evidence against the prisoner, he's an innocent man, and that's what Magna Carta teaches us. And yet we have in Guantanamo, there was a guy just released a couple days ago. He'd never even been questioned, he alleges. They never even talked to him. All we know is that he was tortured and his fingers were broken and, you know, all these other guys. They're being tortured, and yet... we're told they have no evidence against them, and in many cases we find out what the evidence is. Oh, they were kidnapped because the kidnappers were paid $25,000 a head to bring them anybody. Just call them the Taliban. Good enough for us, or Al-Qaeda. And really, if we speak freely, these are our enemies. We have to understand that those victims are just as assuredly to be ourselves if we remain silent, not
right.
Speaking out for their defense. And that's really the scariest thing I think that could happen. But it wouldn't be that scary, because we can get over it. It's the fact, when you think about it, by the Taliban asking for evidence to form your conclusion, They were the true American patriots, waving the American flag, saying, look, we'll hand him over instantly. Just give us any evidence indicating he played a part in 9/11.
Okay.
The Bush administration refused.
We have to take another break, John. We'll hold you over, okay?
Sure.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Welcome back to Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs, and Nancy Levant's here. We're visiting with Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society and Jackie Petru of the Council on Domestic Relations. And we have John in Winnipeg on the line, as well as Michael from New York. Michael, we'll get to you in just a moment. John, did you want to finish your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess just to try to wrap it up really quick is that, you know, there's a lot of faith that we have that is available to us that works for the benefit of all people. Understanding that prosecutors, if they bring charges and they have evidence to form their conclusion, the judge will decide to do the right thing. And we have lots of prosecutors in the United States that are out there fighting for what's right, some anyway, and others who are just on the border, who are borderline, thinking maybe we could go forward with this. So I'd encourage also all you people that are concerned about your freedoms and the Constitution to also think about encouraging the defense of yourselves by enforcing the laws that are in place, particularly against Bush administration officials who perhaps, if found guilty of their offenses, would be in serious jeopardy for their freedoms, and maybe rightly so, because by setting that example, the next president won't act so immediate without thinking that your rights aren't represented fairly, because we will defeat criminals who infringe on our rights to be free. Now, why do we always break down? Well, we're susceptible to suggestion. We can see people, it's almost like you're hypnotized. People will be told, Bin Laden did it, and that's all they have in their minds. Well, that's who did it. Bin Laden did it. I heard it a million times. And they don't have anything else in their minds. They're good people. They're loving people, but, you know, their days are busy, and that's all they have.
Right.
So we got to understand there's also a war of information to make sure people understand what's going on and communicate to their families that we together can rise above tyranny and oppression and bring back a state that's almost eternal. These principles exist everywhere. This battle has always been around.
All
okay,
right,
thanks for taking my call.
Hey, God bless, Mike. Okay. John, thank you very much.
Darren, if I could. Darren,
yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to go back for a second so I can just push the point that what Roger and Jackie are saying, the importance of trying to preserve our Constitution. I want to read a couple of things from the proposed new state Constitution so that people can understand what they're proposing for us, this new government that they would like to erect. I'm reading from Jackie's site here that the Bill of Rights would be replaced by privileges. I want to read a couple of things from this newly proposed constitution called the New States Constitution. It states that freedom of expression shall not be abridged except in a declared state of emergency, which, of course, we are operating in now. It says the practice of religion shall be privileged, not an inalienable right, mind you, but only a privilege. It also states that the bearing of arms shall be confined to the police, members of the armed forces, and those only licensed under law. It also states that judges will decide if there is to be a jury permitted or not. Equally, it states that free education would only be for those who pass appropriate tests. I ask readers to consider the state assessment tests, which are now operating in all schools. These are the things that we are facing with this newly proposed Constitution, of which $25 million was set aside to write this new Constitution. They are very, very serious about this.
Yes.
And the Constitutional Convention is the means to get this new Constitution implanted.
That's right. Absolutely. Anybody else want to add anything?
I could talk forever, you know.
Well, you're welcome to jump in anytime. Any one of you. I don't want to monopolize things here.
Well, there's something.
Yes, we do have another caller. Go ahead, Roger. Did you have something?
I was just going to say that our common enemy wants to maintain a semblance of law in whatever he does, and this is why, rather than just overtly instituting their global tyranny, they want to go through phases like this new state's constitution. And the semblance of law is important to them basically for one reason. It keeps things orderly for their own functioning, but more importantly, it keeps the people believing that what they're doing is legal. So,
well, and that's such a good point, Roger, because truly this implanting a new constitution is not for us. It is for them.
Yes, absolutely.
It is for their maintenance of power over us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something I'd like to add here, too, guys, as far
Go
as
ahead.
The importance it is to them. In 93, after we were successful at stopping those resolutions in 12 states, Senator Charlie Duke from Colorado came out with the 10th Amendment resolution. Basically, it was just reminding a resolution really isn't a law, but what it was doing was calling people's attention to the power of the states under the 10th Amendment. And that thing roared across the states. It was just beautiful. And on top of that, what they did in 1995 was make another attempt at the Constitution, and it was their conference of states. They were going to hold it in historic Philadelphia. And interestingly, they were going to hold it October, I think, 24th through the 26th of 95, which was the 50th anniversary of the United Nations, of the U.S. Signing on to the United Nations. And that was stopped, too. But to show how important it was to them, I was talking to Alan Watt, who was a guest on the Sweet Liberty broadcast for a long, long time. It was a private off-air conversation, and he was trashing the Constitution, and I said, you can trash it all you want, but I know that there's something in it that scares the heck out of them because they've made too many attempts to get into it. And I mentioned the Conference of States, and he said that there had been an article, a small article in the newspaper in 95, in October, that Maggie Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of the UK there, was going to be out of the country because she was going to be at a very important conference in Philadelphia. So that's how important this is to these people.
Interesting. Let's go to the phone lines, guys. We have Michael from New York, has been waiting for a very long time. And by the way, the number, 1-800-313-9443. I want to call again, folks, for people to call your state legislatures. We have the entire list of states on the website at sweetliberty.org. If you go into the Con section, the Constitution Convention, main page on the left-hand side, there's a list of issues. You can find the Constitutional Convention, and I think it's at the top of the page at the moment, too. But if you go into that section, there's states with standing calls for a constitutional convention. Find out where your state is. If your state is on the list, you need to work on your legislators and get them to rescind the call. Even though we can't count on those rescissions, we still want them to do the right thing and rescind those calls. And if your state is not on the list, we need commitments from people to check your state legislature twice every week to make sure it doesn't pop up. This is vitally important. We're fighting for our lives here, literally. Folks, Michael from New York, 1-800-313-9443. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Darren and Roger and Nancy. Great show as always, and very critical topic. And Nancy's right on the money, and Roger, of course, you are too, and Darren. But regarding the Constitution, if it was so bad, then why do they need to change it? If they didn't fear it, then why do they have to go through such extreme efforts now to totally dismantle it? It's because it's not perfect, but it's the closest thing to perfection any free people have ever seen in a form of government on the face of this planet. And maybe the Founding Fathers weren't perfect, and nobody, I don't think, said they were. Yet, I don't know how anybody can knock George Washington. The guy commanded a whole army. His army loved him. Even though they had nothing, he looked after them. The Congress was broke. They couldn't even feed them. They couldn't clothe them. These guys were walking around in winter conditions that we have right here in the Northeast with no shoes on their feet, no gloves. No American can handle that today. These guys were tough. And yet, and when they tried to rebel and the mutiny, what happened? Washington appeased them, and they all backed down. And he forgave them the first time. He hung the leaders of the second mutiny in Newburgh, but the first time he forgave them all because he understood their situation. And Washington refused to become a king. He let his standing army stand down after the war was over. Rather than take the country and become a king, he did not do that. There's no other great general in the history of the planet that's ever done that. And when he became president, they wanted to make him king after second term, and he refused, saying, no, we're all kings here. Now, how can anybody say that this guy was New World Order, pro-communist, current right. Luciferian New World Order that we're dealing with today? It's impossible.
Well, let's get Jackie's response to that. I think she was the one that made the comment. Jackie?
On George Washington?
Yeah.
Well, facts are facts. George Washington was the one in Philadelphia at the runaway Constitutional Convention. I wasn't there, so I didn't hear the conversations, but history tells us he was head of that con, and he's the one that was sitting there that wrapped the gavel and announced that the Articles of Confederation are hereby null and void.
Yes, and that's true, Nancy. However, the rest of the story goes like this. The Articles of Confederation served a purpose, but now they were trying to unite all the states with a common theme and make this a solid country all the way around. And so they had a delicate situation. Now, as the current Constitution was being ratified, Patrick Henry steps forward and demands a Bill of Rights because of all the faults and errors in the Constitution that would deny individual liberties. And who supported Patrick Henry with the Bill of Rights? George Washington. He didn't tell Patrick Henry, go away. He said, you're right. We need that. So George Washington made sure the Bill of Rights were included in the Constitution so that the Constitutional Republic had good foundation support to endure. And so you can't deny this guy how good he really was. If he wanted the British to rule us, which is where we are now, the British, after the Revolutionary War, they didn't go away. They came back in 1812. They lost again. They didn't go away. They did commerce with the South. They enticed the South to rebel with the Order of the Golden Circle, the Knights of the Golden Circle. And the South went along with it. The British were going to aid them, but then they couldn't. When Lincoln allied to Russia, who had the largest navy in the world at the time, they could have trampled right over the British, and they feared that. So they had to back away from helping the South. And so the British were never going away. They wanted to regain control over the colonies as they still viewed us. And now we're under total British control. CFR, Federal Reserve, all of that belongs to England. And Bush is a Knight of England, Colin Powell, Schwarzkopf, Giuliani, all Knights of England, Alan Greenspan. So the British rule us now. Now, so if Washington wanted to still remain under King George's influence, why go through all the trouble of creating a separate country only to then give it back to the British? It makes no sense at all. Now, let me say this. If you check out the Wikipedia regarding our Constitution, look at Wikipedia. I think it's Section 8 where it refers to the monetary system we have to use, gold and silver coinage, and the definition of a dollar with so many grains of silver. In Wikipedia, they actually say that this is the Federal Reserve System of today. So we have to be careful how they're trying to twist and spin the truth. And this Constitution that we have currently is the ultimate form of individual liberty expression that any country's ever experienced. We have to defend it with every ability that we have at our disposal to do that.
Could I
make a comment?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, this goes to motive. And what's interesting about it is that in my studies of all the historical characters, including George Washington, who resigned the Masons, who did many great acts like issued, like stated, and even what Jackie stated, being possibly on the other side, all these characters in history seem to be a mixed bag. I mean, we have Hubert Hoover, who was in the Secretary of Navy, I believe, who delivered the money to Germany to make sure they stayed in World War One, but then when he was president, refused to sign off on the Emergency Banking Act because it was too far. Or we have Lincoln's crimes in the beginning of the Civil War, and yet afterwards the South supported him because all he wanted to do was end slavery and then reinstitute the South standing in the Union. And that didn't appease the powers that be because they needed to get the 14th Amendment ratified even at the point of a bayonet. So what we have is a mixed bag in all these characters. And I think that what might throw light on the motive of the Constitutional Convention movements pushes to get that is a quote by A.E. Dick Howard, who was an advisor to the Conference of the States from the 90s when they attempted a con then. And a quote from him is, "Let us face reality. The framers have simply been too shrewd for us. They have outwitted us. They designed separate institutions that cannot be unified by mechanical linkages, failed bridges, tinkering. If we are to turn the founders upside down, to put together," which would be a British parliamentary system again, "what they put asunder, we must directly confront the constitutional structure they erected."
Absolutely.
So,
hey,
So there's the true motive behind the con-cons, and
yes.
The rest is history, of course.
Well, I think we agree, this Constitution needs to be defended. Will you make the commitment to call your state legislature?
Darren, no problem keeping tabs here in New York of these liberal commies here and seeing what they're up to. Be more than honored to do that. Let me just say this. Yeah, because we all agree. But here, like what Roger was just saying, like they seem to be ambiguities regarding the Founding Fathers. Well, look at us today, and then you can appreciate their situation.
Good point.
Now, we're all against the New World Order, the Rockefeller UN globalist system with electronic money and all that, but everybody's using plastic. At some point, I hardly use it, but I do use it a little bit when I'm making phone purchases. Now, I'm totally anti-New Order, but somebody could say, hold on. How can he say that when he's using their monetary system? Okay? And so this is the mess we're in, and everybody's delicately trying to get their way through it all while preserving their liberties and freedoms and at the same time using part of the system that we can't get around at the moment.
Yeah, and that's the challenge, is they've woven this web around us, so they're trying to force us to use their system and have forced us to use their system in order to maintain our living, not just our living standard, but literally our living. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Michael. John from New Jersey, we will get to you in a moment. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America, final segment to come soon.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Welcome
back to Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, final segment. We have just a few minutes left. Man, it's just amazing, guys, how fast the hours go on this program when we get started here. I really wanted to address Article 6 of the Constitution, so we're going to have you back here. I hope you'll come back and do another show real soon, especially since I think this is going to be a continuing fight anyway. But I want to go to John in New Jersey. John, thank you very much for your patience.
Hello. Darren, I just want to update that list that you read of the states. New Jersey wasn't included on that. Now, I've gone to a couple other websites, and I've seen New Jersey listed there. I don't know how current that list is, but I suggest that anyone listening in from New Jersey might want to get on top of that by going to the state website or calling their local assemblyman or senator. Because,
so are you saying that New Jersey should be on the list?
Well, there is a couple of websites. One in particular was Liquid Liquidity. Now, apparently they were the ones that broke the original Constitutional Convention story. And I've seen that. I've seen New Jersey on two websites so far. They may be quoting all the same information. I don't know, but I'm looking at it now, and
I have a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
Is it John?
Yes.
Is it a resolution calling for the Constitutional Convention for the purpose of adding the balanced budget amendment? Because, see, there have been hundreds, from my understanding, of CONCON calls, but it has to be, they all have to be of the same subject.
So you're saying they have to be for the same purpose?
The same purpose, yes. And okay. We did address it in New Jersey, and that was one of our toughest states, I could tell you that.
Well, we've got a Bilderberger for a governor, that's fine.
They had like three or four of them going.
I've seen some reference to that the convention for the budget issue. I don't really know for sure.
Could you check that out, hon?
I'm going to call. In fact, I may just do that today and call my local assemblyman or senator and find out just what the nature of the resolution was. I don't know, but it's basically an alert that there may be something afoot in New Jersey.
Yeah, you want to watch New Jersey closely because, boy, I'll tell you what, they had three of them, and they had one that joined it isn't the House. What do they call it? The Assembly?
The Assembly, right.
The Assembly, they joined it with the Senate, and it took us forever to get that guy to table it. He finally quit, though. He quit the legislature by the time we were done.
Go get him, Jackie.
We've got a particular situation here where our governor, Governor Corzine, is a prominent member of the Bilderberg organization on the steering committee. So anything in this nature, you can pretty well bet that the legislature is going to fall in line with the governor.
Yeah, you've got to watch it closely.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you very much for calling, John. And,
okay, no
you'll
problem.
You'll commit to watching that state, New Jersey, right?
All of us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And also, anybody who wants to call, 517-879-4630. We're looking for people who will call and give us contact information. We would like to start building a network across the state. Very important to do so. Thank you so much, Roger and Jackie.
Aaron,
and
thank
Nancy.
You for what you're doing, honey.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we got to stick together. And listeners, thank you for joining us. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. There's a lot we can do. We can make a difference. God bless you, folks. And join us again next week. 517-879-4630. Call the number and let us know that you're on board and you will keep track of your state. In the meantime, everyone needs to be calling the Ohio State Legislature and tell them to table those resolutions as soon as possible. If they get enough calls, we need to overwhelm them, folks, and the bills are up on the website, governamerica.com. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. Join us again next week, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Hello, my name is